The truth. Truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, November 20th, start of a brand new week, start of Thanksgiving week here, and everybody's getting ready for the Thanksgiving dinner and getting the cooking and the baking here. I don't know what the turkeys have to be thankful for, of course. Well, vegetarians, I would imagine, here. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phones when you call on in. Now, the situation with Judge Roy Moore is really starting to heat on up because more and more focus is being brought to Beverly Young Nelson, who's represented by feminist lawyer Gloria Allred. And supposedly the issue over this forged entry in the yearbook, and Gloria Allred is out there. She's still trying to support the story, but she's being very careful. She will not commit and say it's not a forgery or it is a forgery. She's trying to basically talk around it, say, how could anybody doubt that it's Roy Moore's yearbook signature? And, of course, the media is starting to come on back and say, did Gloria Allred actually ask Beverly Nelson if she saw Roy Moore sign the yearbook? And Allred came on back and said, well, I don't believe at the time she had a clue whether he was an assistant DA or a DA, but he signed it. She took it. And there's no reason for anybody to think it's anything but his signature here. And they keep pushing her. Did she see him sign it? Now, remember, it's come on out that the DA following the signature does not stand for district attorney. It stands for Judge Moore's assistant when he was sitting on Beverly Young Nelson's divorce case. And that was just pro forma on the court papers that he would Judge Roy Moore, and then his assistant would initial it. But the handwriting doesn't match between the first section, which simply ends saying Roy, and the second section, which, by the way, is in a slightly different colored ink. And so, yes, at this point, it is a forgery, and Gloria Allred is out there still trying to support the story and keep the lawsuit moving forward and do the hatchet number on Judge Roy Moore. And we're seeing more and more people saying it's time to charge Gloria Allred for presenting this forged document as being genuine, and that includes the accuser's stepson, who's saying this is all complete nonsense. And as the old accusers fall by the wayside, the political machine that's trying to get rid of Judge Moore just cranks out new ones. And one of their latest is Gloria Deason, who says she went on a few dates with Roy Moore, but nothing happened beyond some kisses and hugging. But according to her lawyer, Paula Cobia, well, that's abuse right there. That's abuse. That just simply taking an 18-year-old out for a date is abuse. Now, I don't know what state that was in, but I think in most states, 18 is considered age of consent. So it's not really abuse. And again, the woman is saying nothing happened but some hugs and kisses. But they're out there just trying to pound on him, and so far, it is not working all that well. The latest poll down in Alabama has Moore leading the Democrat, Jones, 49% to 43%. Now, he's lost a little bit of his lead, but interestingly enough, 36% of all likely voters said they intend to vote for Jones anyway, despite the allegations, and 35% said the allegations made them more likely to vote for Moore. So everybody is realizing this is just a political hatchet job. And their sympathies are with the victim there. All right, let's take ourselves a phone call. Brian in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Brian, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. You're on the air. What is it you want to talk about?
Yes, I'm an investigative journalist, and I'm looking into some corporate malfeasance by one of the big fast food chains in the United States. And
okay.
I filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the FBI asking for any documents they might have on this fast food chain. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what the fast food chain is...
I think it would probably be better if you did not.
Okay. Well, the FBI got back to me and said that they don't have any documents on this fast food chain. I find it very hard to believe, but I know that you're more of an expert in this field than I am. I was wondering if you could tell me if I could trust the FBI, and if I can't trust the FBI to tell me the truth about this, is there any alternative method for tracking down government documents about corporate events from a fast food chain?
First of all, you can't trust the FBI. That's a given. But it all depends on what you think is going on, because the FBI would be involved only in the case of a criminal investigation of some kind. If it's something else that's going on, there may be you might want to be talking to like a Better Business Bureau or people like that, and just see if there have been complaints. If it's an issue over the food quality, then you're talking about FDA and USDA. But again, corporations are unfortunately protected by our system in this country.
I see. Well, there are a couple of issues going on here. The main crime, as I see it, and I don't know if this is a crime in and of itself, but I feel like this fast food chain introduced a menu item that was basically a slam dunk, something that everybody in the world would want. And
yes,
it mysteriously disappeared several years ago, I believe under suspicious circumstances, although I can't prove anything. Although in the course of my research, I did uncover a very suspicious murder in a town, which was the last town where the restaurant, I'm trying to figure out a way to talk around the name of the company.
Okay, well, let me cut in here a little bit, because restaurants will add and delete items from the menu based on how well they're doing, and also the supply chain. You've probably heard that over at McDonald's, the McRib is back. Well, they bring it back any time that they have got a source for pork that's cost effective for them to put into the buns. The same thing with Subway. They brought their Reuben back. And very often, the menus are dictated not just by customer preference, but by the ability to acquire the raw materials for the meal at a suitable price, so that they can sell it at a price the customers are comfortable paying and still maintain a profitable markup. So I think what you need to be doing right now, though, is rather than talking to a talk radio host, is that you maybe need to consult with a lawyer or some other form of investigator, and put your skulls together on this one, because I really don't have anything more to help in this question, other than to say that, as a matter of fact, the FBI cannot be trusted. But unless it was a criminal investigation, unless it crossed state lines, the FBI would not really be involved anyway. Merely removing an item from a menu is hardly a criminal offense. Anyway, Brian, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go and get on back here to the news after we do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, this whole thing about sexual allegations against Judge Roy Moore has backflashed, and in tandem with Harvey Weinstein's outing, all of a sudden there's a firestorm of sexual allegations that are going on out there. Some of them are real, some of them are probably just hyped up to garner 15 minutes of fame. We know that somebody claiming to be from the Washington Post was literally out there trolling young women in Alabama with robocalls, offering a cash reward for anybody who would come forward and make yet another accusation against Judge Roy Moore. But it's backflashing now, and of course, inevitably, it gets back to Bill Clinton. And now, all of a sudden, four new alleged victims of Bill Clinton have come forward, and apparently this goes back to a time when the president was working with this billionaire playboy and flying on his private jet, nicknamed Air Blank One. You can put in the word yourself. But they're all filing lawsuits against the 71-year-old former president. And attorneys are saying that they've notified Clinton. And now all of a sudden, we're seeing the Democrats, who are trying to salvage their own skins, they're turning on Bill Clinton. And they're saying, yeah, maybe this did happen. Maybe these charges were real, and it's a way of trying to undermine critics who are saying, well, look at all the allegations that Bill Clinton had, and they were all claimed to be false, so shouldn't we assume the same for Judge Roy Moore? So they're trying to say, well, some of the ones for Clinton, yeah, they were real, and so some of the ones for Moore possibly real as well. Here is the point. This is an organized hatchet job on Judge Roy Moore. And somebody made the decision to fake, to modify, to alter that yearbook signature by adding the name Moore after somebody named Roy and just simply copied on out, you know, the judge's signature, apparently from the divorce documents, which is how the DA got in there. And again, it's a slightly different colored ink. Now, if you know you've got real evidence against somebody, you don't dare engage in any kind of fraud, because when the fraud is uncovered, as it has been in this case, it discredits the whole case. And that's what's happened here. Now, last Friday on Fox News, Ingraham Engle, Bill Clinton accusers Paula Jones and Juanita Broderick are saying they're skeptical about the sincerity of Democrats who've recently come out against Bill Clinton. And Paula Jones said, well, it's a little bit too late. You know, it's been 20 years. And so it's kind of a shallow apology for them to come on out and say, well, yes, maybe these women were in fact wronged. Now, right now, the corporate media is just, they're conditizing us. They're focusing on all the sex allegations. There are new ones about this movie star and this director and this athlete and so forth and so on. And they're doing it because they don't want to talk about the escalating military operations around the world. And they don't want to talk about Russiagate, the dossier gate. They don't want to talk about uranium gate. They don't want to talk about primary gate. So they're going to use these tawdry sex scandals to titillate everybody and keep you paying attention. But we're not going to go that way. So moving on to something that is much more important, the FBI and the Department of Justice have basically stated they were unable to verify any of the allegations made inside that supposed Trump dossier. None of it was verifiable. And apparently when Fusion GPS came back with the dossier, nobody even made an effort to verify it at the time. They just immediately ran with it. They gave a copy to John McCain, and John McCain was handing it to the FBI to kick off the investigation into Donald Trump. But the entire Donald Trump probe is based on a lie. And that's not the way it's supposed to happen. You're supposed to have verification of these allegations before you go to that FISA court and say, we need warrants. But the FBI and Department of Justice are saying they can't verify any of it. Not a bit of it. It's all a fiction. Now, as you know, this IRS Tea Party scandal is still out there in circulating around. And apparently, former IRS executive Lois Lerner told a federal court last week that members of her family, including young children, face death threats and a real risk of physical harm if her explanation of the Tea Party targeting scandal becomes public. She wants her testimony sealed permanently. She doesn't think you, the American people, are ready to hear just why the IRS was targeting Tea Party groups, conservative groups, denying them their tax-exempt status, asking for additional information that really was not relative to the case. And so Ms. Lerner and Holly Paz, her deputy, are in court saying it's all got to be kept hush-hush. Lois Lerner wants her testimony to be handled like it's a state secret. Now, remember, Lois Lerner is the one whose hard drive mysteriously crashed with all the evidence on it, and there was no backup. Oh, my goodness, we recycled the backup tapes here, and we just fired the company that was in charge of doing the backups. Golly gee shuckies. Now, Hillary has been on the warpath against Donald Trump over his Twitter habit and some of the things that he tweets on out there, and went on out there at one of her latest book signings bragging about how Bill Clinton never used Twitter while he was the president. Well, Hillary, Twitter didn't exist when Bill Clinton was president. So you're either senile or you're just hoping that people aren't really paying attention to what you're saying, which more and more seems to be the case here. All right, let's get on into the war zones. There's a lot going on. Down in Syria, government troops have liberated al-Bakamal from ISIS. And at this point, ISIS is pretty much wiped out in Syria. There's still some small groups going around, but all their strongholds are now back under the control of the Syrian forces. And have you noticed that this is not being reported on the corporate media? I mean, they're reporting on how the United Nations is still struggling to find some way to blame Assad for gassing those people back in April. But the fact that the U.S.-supported forces in Syria are in serious trouble, we're losing this thing. That's not being reported. And the corporate media has yet to report on those warehouses of U.S. weapons that were found in the wake of the retreating ISIS forces. Not getting a report on that, just more sex allegations. This person was caught staring lasciviously at paintings in a museum or something. Now, Saudi Arabia and Israel apparently are going to assuage their frustration with Syria by turning on Lebanon. Lebanon's going to be the next target. Oh, we didn't do very well in Syria. Let's go after Lebanon. And, of course, Riyadh is accusing Hezbollah of declaring war against Saudi Arabia, and Hezbollah has done no such thing. And, of course, we had that strange situation where Lebanon Prime Minister Hariri read his resignation letter in Saudi Arabia. Now, Hariri has left Saudi Arabia. He went to France. He's going down to Egypt. Interestingly enough, two of his children were kept behind in Saudi Arabia, ostensibly so they can complete their schooling. But it sounds to me like they're actually hostages to make sure that Hariri goes on out and says and does what his masters want him to do. Now, over the weekend, they had this meeting of the Arab League, this emergency meeting that was called by Saudi Arabia. Some of the Arab nations did not bother sending their representatives. And there was quite a bit of conversation back and forth, and it didn't go as smoothly as probably Saudi Arabia would have liked. But in the end, they did get a declaration that Hezbollah is a terrorist group. Now, the Arab League had is on record as saying Lebanon will not be a battleground for clashes between Iran and the Arab states. And he's sort of right. Lebanon is coming into play because Israel wants to invade it again. And the goal here is to somehow be able to disarm or get rid of Hezbollah, because Hezbollah has been protecting Lebanon from Israeli aggressions for many, many years. And so, no surprise, Lebanon is out there saying that it was inappropriate for the Arab League to call Hezbollah a terrorist organization. Now, Hezbollah is now out there saying that they're expecting that there will be a false flag event of some kind, possibly an assassination, that will be blamed on them, or some kind of an explosion in Israel that will be blamed on them. And yes, at this point, that's quite a likely scenario to happen. Israel wants Hezbollah gone because then Israel can invade Lebanon all the way up to the Litani River, which is what they've been lusting for all these many years here. Meanwhile, back at the Arab League, one of the people there, the Speaker of the House, Nabih Berri, basically reminded everybody that there are tens of Arab League resolutions confirming Lebanon's right to resist Israel. And you don't really need a resolution. Every sovereign independent nation that is being aggressed against by a foreign nation has a right to resist and defend itself with whatever means are at hand, and that includes Hezbollah. So it's really chaotic over there. It could very easily ignite a regional war. Now, the Arab League is saying they may refer to the United Nations Security Council to counter Iran's alleged meddling. And what have they meddled in? Well, they meddled in Syria. No, they weren't meddling. They were there at the invitation of the Syrian government. So we're coming up here on a commercial break. And when we come on back, more about Syria and Iran and Lebanon. And we also have a caller waiting on the line. So we'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Yeah. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones, and we're going to start with Ralph in New York. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Mike, I'll ask you a question. I ask you a hypothetical question. What would an economic meltdown would be like in an event of marriage and divorce involving child support, involving alimony, what would it be like? Do you think there'll be attack on men if an event like that happens? What's your opinion on this?
Well, you know, in some cases, you know, the fathers wind up with custody and the child support goes the other way. But, you know, if the parent that's supposed to be paying child support doesn't have money, they don't have money. And I know there are some very draconian things that are done to enforce child support payments. But again, in the event of an economic collapse and there's no money out here, a lot of things are not going to get paid, whether it's car payments, mortgage payments, alimony payments, child support, so forth and so on. So it will be a domino effect throughout the entire society.
Yeah, because there's a movement all over the internet called MGTOW, men going their own way. Are you aware of that?
No, I haven't heard about it.
Because there's a movement all over the internet because sort of men go in their own way. They don't believe in having relationships no more. They are tired and fed up of the laws based on men. It's not fair. It's not fair the way men are being treated in the courts involving child support, involving the lies a lot of the feminists do against men. And there's a huge movement on the internet. I was wondering if you're aware about that. And they were talking about an economic meltdown that women with these high, and also with women these high profile jobs, they are doomed and gloom because the entire economy is going to go into automation. A lot of the women have a lot of these automation jobs and careers.
Well, I do remember back in the 1990s when I'd gone through my own divorce, my breakup from my first marriage, and to give you an example of the idiocy of the laws, and this was all coming out of the militant feminist movement, where you know the men were always to blame, the women were always presumed to be the same, and it did result in a very weirdly biased system, biased against men, and so I did get involved in the then growing men's rights movement. But to show you just how silly it got. My first wife succeeded in dumping all of her credit card bills on me under the excuse that the mental abuse that I had put her under led to her shopping addiction or some such nonsense as that. And
I mean,
so
this goes back to the 1960s during the Gloria Steinem days, right? She's the main culprit that destroyed basically men and created feminism, right?
Yeah, I understand that she was linked to the CIA at one point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and again... back in the 60s, they were playing divide-and-conquer games, men against women, blacks
exactly.
against white, young against old, to keep the American people from uniting in opposition to the war in Vietnam. But I don't know about this this current movement, men going their own way, because right now I'm in a very happy marriage. And
yeah,
so I'm not going
at,
I'm not going my own way.
MGTOW is very real. I mean, you can blame the Nixon administration and the Johnson administration for creating the welfare system to divide and conquer mostly minority families throughout the United States, even in that era when they came in the 60s, you cannot have a man in your household, the woman can only live there and a child, and the man has to get thrown out, you know?
Well, the one thing that was very obvious, again, during the militant feminist craze of the 1990s, was that women were being told not that they had a choice to have a career, but that they should want one. And women who wanted to stay home and be housewives and mothers were denigrated and insulted. And what it resulted in was all these women entering the workforce, which increased tax revenues to the government. These dual parents, were spending so much on child care that it really didn't pencil out for them. But by the time they realized how they'd been trapped, they couldn't go back to the system that they had before. This also, of course, meant that with both parents absent from the child's life, the upbringing of the child fell to corporate media propaganda and what they were getting from the media stars. Anyway, listen, we got to let you go. Got to take another break.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
We'll be back after these few words. And I'm not hearing music, so I don't know. There it is.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the... You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let's go ahead and grab some more phone calls. Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
I guess you may have read that Charles Manson has finally stopped being a parasite on the taxpayers' expense.
Yes.
Because he's now deceased. You know who put him in jail?
Oh, Vincent. Yeah.
You know that, this is something I've been thinking about, calling into various neocon radio shows and seeing if I can get the name Vince Bugliosi out there. And then they say, yeah, well, you know, Vince, he gathered information about this unprosecuted, mass murder many, many times worse than Charles Manson. And go, yeah, really? Yeah, go onto YouTube and put in Vince Bugliosi. And they go, oh, yeah, we got to check this out. And then they find out that the mass murderer is George W. Bush, the grandson of the man who continued to fund Hitler even after America and Germany were at war.
Well, you know, the reason the Charles Manson case attracted the public's attention was, first of all, the murder of actress Sharon Tate, who was very famous at the time, and she was pregnant when she was killed. That was very shocking. The fact that these killings were completely random, added to the terror factor. I mean, it was tailor-made for the news media to just go to town on this. A lot of people's lives were indirectly affected by a lot of this. When I was in college at the time, and one of my very best friends in the theater department there, and he was studying to be a director. His day job when he wasn't in school is he managed one of the supermarkets owned by the LaBianca family, which was the other family that was killed by Manson's girls. And so he was living under police protection for a while they were trying to figure out whether this was, something that was going to spread. And do you remember a science fiction writer by the name of David Gerald? He wrote a very popular Star Trek episode called The Trouble with Tribbles.
I remember that one. I don't remember him.
Okay. His was a very interesting story, and his life was touched by this because you remember that when the Manson's girls arrived at Sharon Tate's home, they found a young man in the car in the driveway, and they killed him. And that young man in the car in the driveway was David Gerald's partner. And so, it was like a lot of us in Los Angeles, it was like only 1 or 2 degrees away from separation. And before they went on the whole killing spree, a lot of Manson's girls would hang out at the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. And so it was like a really kind of a scary thing. These were people who were just right there and, seemed to be part of that hippie counterculture thing. But it was, the shock of it all, it was tailor-made for the media. And, of course, Bugliosi came out with his book, and they've made all kinds of movies about it. I'm glad Manson got locked up for life, and I think the only reason he didn't get the death penalty was that he personally did not take part in any of the killings. He just succeeded in brainwashing his girls to go on out and do the evil deeds for him, and that was something else that gave it a lot of sizzle in the public mind, that he had this kind of control over his girls, where he could literally order them to go on out and kill.
But do you see the viability of calling into talk shows that normally don't want to deal with anything that shows that their side of the left-right paradigm is just as, it's like, look, I'm not giving Hillary a pass. Why are you people giving your own a pass when you call
well,
for the
there's,
other side? Well,
here's a key point. Here's a key point. In theory, I understand what you're trying to say. In theory, the presidents are operating under the letter of the law, and obviously Charles Manson and the girls were not, and I think that's an important difference to keep in mind. Anyway, listen, I got to let you go. The phone lines are loading on up here, so thanks an awful lot for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Those who make the law can break the law. Throughout history, that's what it shows. Hey, Mike, that thing that happened in at the NATO drill with Turkey,
yes,
and Norway. Do you think that could have been somebody did that on purpose to make Turkey get out of NATO? You know what I mean? Like, because there's just too many instances going on where they're pushing. I mean, I know they could be making a lot of mistakes, but it just seems maybe somebody in Europe, either elements in France or Germany, want Turkey out of NATO to cause a wedge with the U.S. So, because Turkey's a very important partner, Mike. Like, that can stop a world war. Like, whoever Turkey pivots with,
if you look, Turkey's relationship with NATO has always been tenuous, and Turkey has been showing signs of pivoting away from Europe and the U.S. and pivoting more toward Russia, China. So it may be that the simulation map for the war games was based on assessments of what the world is going to be like in so many years down the road. And obviously, Erdogan was very upset about that, and it may result in Turkey breaking with NATO. And again, it was kind of a foolish thing for them to do. But again, I think military planners are probably realizing that Turkey cannot be relied on. In the event of a major war between NATO and Russia and China because of more recent events.
Mike, I have a friend that's from Turkey, and like this is like a big slap in the face. It's like throwing shoes at George W. Bush, the Iraqi threw the shoe. This is an insult beyond... I think this could be it, Mike. I really do. I mean...
I agree. I mean, they are horribly insulted, and they have a right to be horribly insulted, and it might result with Turkey no longer being so cozy with NATO.
And people don't realize, you know, Russia's got over 20,000 tanks in service. Now, just look, do the math. That's not including China. They have the largest land army in the world in terms of, like, tanks and that kind of firepower, where China is edging
yes,
up.
Yes, they do.
You know, slowly. But
and here, there was a story that came on out the other day where apparently half of Germany's Leopard 2 tanks cannot be used in combat. They're breaking down. They can't get spare parts. And so we have Russia and China, who have not been involved in all these wars for the last 16 years, and they've got all brand new weapons, and they've been building up, whereas the West has been using up their equipment in all these misadventures in the Mideast, and a lot of our equipment is worn out, it's broken down, and what's coming out of the military-industrial complex is turning out to be junk.
Yeah, we can win an air war, right? Maybe not. We didn't in Vietnam. Right? And there's no way we can win a ground war against Russia, China, Turkey, Iran, North Korea. You know, North Korea, the one who's the state sponsor of terrorism now. All those people who voted for Bush still think, Trump thinks Trump's doing a good job now. He just keeps... Mike, I don't know. I just gave up with Trump. I think it's finished with him.
I'm afraid we did not get the Donald Trump we thought we were voting for. And, the two issues for me are, of course, the continuation of the war agenda and the fact that Hillary Clinton and her people are still walking around scot-free, and everybody's always trying to drop hints. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. No, don't bother me with predictions. When they slap on the handcuffs, then I'm going to pay attention, okay?
Yeah, fool me.
Anyway,
fool
Dustin.
Me once, fool me twice. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, Dustin, we're going to let you go here. We're going to switch over to Bill in Iowa. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. On the head, but mostly, we'll know vetoed any law against it and the scatter bombs, you know. And, you know, we can't get any press on Vietnam. They full time pictures and World War II and World War I. But no.
Okay, Bill. Bill, I need you to put your mouth closer to the mouthpiece. We got a really bad phone connection, and I'm having a hard time understanding you.
You're probably talking too loud.
No. Actually, you sound better now. What you just did is working a lot better. We were just getting compression errors. Now, I meant to mention this to Dustin.
Message TR-52. Welcome to iWireless.
Where is that coming from? That's his phone. Okay, is he still on the line? Okay. Well, as I meant to mention this to Dustin here, but there was a tremendous difference in terms of the U.S. prevailing in the air war over Vietnam, even though ultimately they lost that war, because you can't win a war just from the air. And that was that North Vietnam was using some very old Russian aircraft, and Russia has certainly caught up in the area of military aviation, and military analysts are saying that right now the U.S. does not really have a significant military advantage over Russia. In fact, Russia, according to the latest State Department assessment of the Russian threat, Russia is the stronger power. Good reason not to start a war with them. But again, the lesson of Vietnam is you can't win a war from the air, because we lost that one. And I think I'm in agreement with those who say we're not going to be able to win a conventional ground war either, which is why I'm very concerned about all this talk from people like Paul Craig Roberts, who are saying that there is talk in Washington, D.C., of just hauling on off and having a nuclear attack against the capital cities of everybody who's on our does not get a Christmas card list. So that's a scary thing. Okay, we're going to switch on over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing there, Mike? Mike, I just want to say that we were talking about, you talking about Manson before. I was listening earlier to InfoWars and Alex Jones are saying that, you know, MK Ultra, and he was part of that. He was part of the CIA. That's where he got the, what do you call it, the acid that he was distributing to his block. I don't know if that's really true or not. However, I will say this. Nobody's really talking about this. Lynn Squeaky Fromm, who was a member of the Manson family, a few years later, came as close as anybody to assassinating President Ford. As a matter of fact, she had a semi-automatic, she had it right in the gut, and if she'd known how to take the safety off, we would have had to, Ford would have been dead. And there was another attempt by on Ford a little bit later. Also, Sarah Jane Moore, who's
yes,
I'm not sure if she's ex-Marine or active duty Marine, stop that. Now, the thing is, why I'm bringing that up is it's very interesting if you know who the vice president was at that time, just as later on the vice president was Ronald Reagan when the attempted assassination of Reagan happened. You know who the vice president was.
Yeah, it was Bush. And, you know, apparently his family was good friends with the Hinckley family. And, you know, Bush may have been trying to accelerate his path into the Oval Office, which he got in there originally. Now, getting on back to this idea about Manson and the CIA,
Rockefeller, actually the vice president.
Okay. First of all, in that period of time in Los Angeles, anybody could find LSD. You didn't need to have to go to the CIA to get it. So that particular line doesn't really hold together. And Manson may have been one of those people who was experimented on as part of MK Ultra. I never really spent a lot of time studying his early life, but we do know that the MK Ultra did dose a lot of people. They're actually the reason LSD became so popular with the hippie culture, is because it didn't really work as a mind control drug. It didn't really work as a truth serum, but boy, was it fun! And that really launched this drug problem, all in the name of national security. And then there was the CIA's Operation Midnight Climax, where they literally ran a bondage place in San Francisco overlooking the bay, where they would bring men on in, and they had these professional dominatrices, and they would dose them with LSD and do all kinds of sex stuff with them to see if they could find a magic combination that would get people to just spill their guts about whatever was inside. And it never really worked, but they ran it for 9 years until finally it was shut down. Anyway, Mark, I'm going to let you go. We got a bunch of stuff that we need to cover in the news here. So getting on back here to the Middle East crisis, Israel's Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman has basically posted to his Facebook page saying that it's time for the Middle East to form a coalition against Iran. So here you have Israel, which for decades has been the ideological enemy of most of these Arab Muslim states, now calling on them to align with Israel and Saudi Arabia because, by golly, we got to get Iran. Iran's the bad guy. They're the bad guy this time. Last time it was Iraq. This time it's Iran. We got to go get them. And basically, it's more of the same warmongering. I don't know what kind of a response Lieberman is going to get, but at this point it should be obvious to everybody that Riyadh is pushing for war, and it's Iran that has been working on a regional peace process. Iran's foreign minister has said Saudi Arabia accusing Tehran of destabilization can only be described as ironic, as his nation is involved in successful talks on the Syrian peace process, while the Saudis are provoking new regional crises. And that's absolutely true, what's been going on over there. And here we are. Now then, Saudi Arabia is targeting Iran on the claim that Iran was somehow linked to this missile launched from Yemen that came very close to hitting the airport in Riyadh. Now, a UN panel appointed by the United Nations Security Council says they can't find any proof of Saudi Arabia's claim that Iran was responsible for the missile attack. They didn't supply the missile. The missile is a Yemen design and built in Yemen. And so there's absolutely no proof. But at this point, you know, truth is the first casualty of war. they want wars, and they're just going to go on saying lies until they can get people to say, all right, I guess it must be true. I've heard it so many times, which is definitely a major tactic of propaganda. Just keep repeating the lie over and over and over again until people have heard it from so many sources, they figure it just has to be true. And no, a lie repeated a million times remains a lie. Now, so far this year, 50,000 children in Yemen have died. Most of them of malnutrition. They're starving to death. Some by the cholera epidemic, which may be weaponized. So this war in Yemen has entered a horrific new stage. We'll be back after these few words.
Talk about something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks, but remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go to the phones, interesting article just came across my desk and I posted it to whatreallyhappened.com. Apparently, buried within the recently released batch of Kennedy assassination files, there was a document that talks about a March 22nd, 1962 meeting in which it was discussed the possibility of either buying or recreating Soviet aircraft to carry out false flag attacks on the U.S. to give the U.S. a pretext to go to war against Russia, the Soviet Union. So that kind of fakery has been going on for a long time. And I want you to keep that in mind, because we're coming up on three very symbolic targets. We have Thanksgiving this Thursday. And then a month from now, we've got Christmas. And don't forget, just a little while ago, there was that story about how they were convinced ISIS was going to attack the Vatican. And then, of course, we have New Year's. False flags are how these things get done. All right, let's go back to the phones. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Mateus, are you there? There you are. Okay.
All right. So I just wanted to mention that the United States broke away from a one-party system, which was King George, the royals.
Yes.
And so if a one-party system were to be established now, there's a risk that we would break away from it again. So the system is have this fake two-party system, and then when we get really mad with one side, we break away from it, and then we go over to the Democrats, and we get mad at them and go back to Republicans. And so
yes,
my point is that, in my opinion, what's happening now with the Republicans sacrificing their own senator here, this is part of keeping the balance of the fake one-party system. And I believe that there is control, like centralized control, more than you do personally. So from my perspective, this is why this is happening, is to maintain this fake two-part.
Well, That might be a factor in some of the plotters' perpetrators' minds, but there are a couple of overlapping agendas. There is, of course, the fact that Mitch McConnell, gave through his support to another candidate in Alabama, and he's probably still very angry that Judge Roy Moore was able to basically blow past him in the earlier election. And then, of course, you have the fact that John McCain is already voting pretty much Democratic all the time. And if they can get Jones in there, then the actual makeup of the Senate, it won't matter. The elections will still carry for the Democrat-liberal agenda. And if they can get a majority in both houses in next year's midterm elections, they are going to move to impeach Donald Trump. So there's a lot of overlapping agendas here right now. But I think the Republican Party, last year we saw the Democratic Party come very close to self-destructing, and the process is still ongoing. And it just boggles the mind that the GOP now seems intent on doing exactly the same thing, destroying itself in the eyes of the public. Mateus, we got to let you go.
Can you hold me over, please? I had two more things. Could you hold me over?
All right, I'll hold you over.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Yeah.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.